Time to talk travel and tourism, and we're heading underground today as we invite you to explore parts of the city of Cape Town that are seldom experienced by even locals, let alone visitors. I wonder if you were even aware of the fact that there is a network of tunnels that you can explore beneath the city streets. Some of them date back as far as the 17th century. There are also tunnels and underground bunkers linked to World War II history that can be investigated as well. So if you're looking for an experience that really ticks both the adventure tourism box and the educational experience box, you have found it. And it's a great pleasure to welcome to the show today Matt Weiser, who is the founder of Good Hope Adventures. Matt, I've been hearing about these tunnel experiences for years now. I'm really thrilled to finally be able to chat to somebody who knows the detail and can share it with us. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us. Matt, how did you first find out about the existence of these tunnels and decide to start guiding tour groups through them?
Oh, this was years, many, many years ago. I was living at the top of town, studying architecture, and was always interested in the old stones and the bricks that they used for building materials. And I ended up walking down a canal and it ended up in a tunnel and sort of got lost under the city, didn't know where I was.
Wow.
And there I was, actually was in one of those underground sort of tunnels that was built many, many years ago.
Good heavens. So you literally stumbled upon it personally. And from there, obviously you must have been curious about what it was that you'd found and where you were. How much effort and research did it take to piece together where you had actually stumbled upon that day, Matt?
There's a lot of underground tunnels around Cape Town. A lot of them used to be open canals that were built by the Dutch when they arrived here, and eventually when the British took over, they got rid of these open canals and they arched them over, and they all became tunnels under the city. So there's plenty of them under the city. There's also an old post office tunnel at the post office. There's
Good
a tunnel
heavens.
In the waterfront. There's a tunnel in Sea Point. There's tunnels in Table Mountain. So yeah, there's quite a couple of underground places that one can actually learn about and even explore.
Now, specifically, you run two different tunnel-related tours, one of which explores tunnels beneath the old castle of Good Hope, and the other is linked to World War II history. Let's talk about each of those individually, Matt, because they'll have slightly different, I think, target markets in terms of who is going to be curious about them. Shall we start with the tunnels underneath the castle? I understand that those at one point would have been used to convey fresh water through the city. Am I right? Can you tell us a little bit more about how they came to be there?
Yes, that's correct. The Dutch, when they arrived here, they built a lot of open canals, also in the old days known as leiwater, to basically a gravity-fed water to water their company or to water the gardens and everything. What was the question? I forgot.
So how they came to be there? So you said the Dutch built them as canals for transporting water. How did they end up being encased in tunnels? Because my understanding is that they were open initially.
Oh, yes, they were open, yeah. And like nowadays, you'll find that a lot of people or a lot of trash ends up in any open canals. You can see any river in Cape Town or any canal that's open, it does really look sickening. So that is exactly what happened 200 years ago also with the canals, that became so dirty that you could actually smell the city before you even saw Table Mountain. So coming on a ship to Table Mountain, the wind blowing out to sea before you even saw Table Mountain used to smell the city. So it was really bad. It was so bad that there was a lot of sickness in the end and everything. And so the British decided, we can't have open canals, we're going to close them up. And that's how they became these underground tunnels.
All right. Now, when you take people down to explore them, Matt, tell us a little bit about the adventure. What is included in the tour? How easy or difficult is it to access these tunnels? And what can you expect from the experience?
All right. First of all, we have two types. We've got the summer tunnel and the winter tunnel. In summertime, we run the tunnel tours at the Castle of Good Hope. We only take small groups. It's very specialized because of the confined space. We have to go down a manhole. The tunnels are round inside. You have to be agile. You have to be quite medically fit to even do this. The groups are small at the castle. And in wintertime, we obviously move the underground or these underground tours to a higher location, and then move them through to Llandudno, where we have a World War II installation, where there's also a lot of underground mazes, tunnels, bunkers, and so on, that we then explore in during winter time, because that is nice and dry, it's comfortable, and it's also suitable for bigger groups, up to 24 people, sometimes 30 people. We can take through those tunnels in Llandudno, and it's also, like I said, it's easier to do than the ones at the castle. The castle is quite specialized, you know. You've got to be able to climb down a manhole, whereas in Llandudno, you actually just have to be able to walk.
Right. Just for anybody who's come in late to the conversation, our guest is Matt Weiser, the founder of Good Hope Adventures, who offer tunnel tours, are exploring some of the tunnel networks that are beneath our feet in Cape Town. I'd love to hear from anybody who has been on one, who'd like to tell us what the experience was like or share some of the highlights with us. You're welcome to send a WhatsApp through to 072-567-1567. I'm sure that there are history buffs listening who'd be fascinated to know more about that Llandudno site. Matt, can you tell us a little bit more about its role in World War II?
Well, the Cape Town was under the threat of the Germans and the Japanese, and they wanted to come and basically destroy the shipping lanes that used to come around the Cape, and they needed to get into Cape Town. So the Germans sent a whole fleet of submarines down here to sink all these ships that came past here, and the British got a bit scared, so they started building all these huge fortifications along our coastline. One is on Robben Island, one is in Simonstown, one is in Llandudno, and then also lots of other smaller ones, basically to defend the Cape against the enemy and taking this away from the British those days. And that is what remains. Basically, all this money was spent on this huge infrastructure, but it was never really used. It was more used as a scare tactic.
Right. And do your tours include any sort of interaction with or testimony from or written memoirs of the people who worked at those sites, Matt? If I remember correctly, it was primarily women who were called into service to monitor and man the radar, etc. Am I right?
That's correct, yeah. But I think the ladies those days must have been about 25 years old students in about 1945. So I guess they would well be over 100 years old now, so they only really still haunt us as ghosts.
I'm glad you mentioned that, actually, because one of our listeners has asked about haunting of the tunnels, particularly those underneath the castle. Have there ever been reports of ghosts hanging around, Matt?
Oh, yes. Especially when you walk around there alone or in a small group and you're very quiet, you can quite hear strange noises. At the castle, you'll hear, for instance, you were walking in the water tunnel and you hear maybe a can coming down, floating down in the water, and it's bumping against the bricks and it's scratching and stuff. It sounds like something's coming towards you. You know, you can't identify the sound, and suddenly there's like very big rumbling sounds in the tunnel. Mm. And it's actually, if you don't know, it's actually the trains in town that are going over the tunnel.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And the tracks are making this rumbling sound, you know. So there are sounds under there that the normal people aren't used to. So it can be very scary.
Okay. I'm glad you warned us of that. What about those who are scared of things that creep and crawl in such places? Matt, one of our listeners asking, are there any rats down there? I would imagine there must surely be some, at least.
Well, my whole lifetime, since basically 23 years ago already doing these tunnel tours, we have never really bumped into any rats down there. I think the rats, they hear you, they're scared, they're shy animals.
Yeah.
They run away, so you don't really get to see them. I think I've seen one big rat in my lifetime, but mostly above the ground and not in the tunnels. Yes, we do have a couple of cockroaches around, but they are also seasonal, not always around. We've had fish in the tunnels, swimming in the water. We've had freshwater crab, porcupine. There's wildlife around sometimes, you know, further up.
Gosh.
It's quite interesting to see and witness us.
One of our listeners asking whether any sort of special permission is needed to go into these places. Matt, I know you are a fully accredited tour guide. Do you have to get a permit of any kind to guide a group through, or are they accessible for anybody who stumbles upon them like you did all the way back then?
No, you're not supposed to be going into them because they are dangerous. If you don't know what you're doing, you could get yourself into trouble. especially in winter time. We don't go at the castle during winter time because we don't know if it's going to rain. You might get flushed away. So don't go there by yourself. Go with a guide who's got 23 years experience or even more experience. You know, somebody that is experienced. And then we do pay permit fees and everything to the landowners and the property owners where the canals we run.
Okay, good to know. Speaking of fees, how much does it cost to join one of your tours, Matt?
Right, that all depends if you are booking a private tour or a scheduled tour, the type of tour. It depends how big your group is. So what we do is you usually email me. I'll check with you how many people there are, if you're fit to do this, and I'll quote you. It starts from about 295 Rand and up. 295 Rand per person and up.
Okay. Once again, we are in conversation with Matt Weiser of Good Hope Adventures. Have you ever had the situation, Matt, of being down there where there was unexpected rain and the water levels rose on you?
Yes, we've had one incident around about 2017. And our adventure guide obviously got a bit lost and didn't know where he was going. And there was some precipitation and some people did slip and fall. And we did have an issue then. That was quite a while ago, but we've learned our lessons and we definitely don't go there when there's even a cloud in the sky.
Okay, so you've really tightened up the limits on the timing when you'll run that one.
Yes.
As a result of that.
No, safety is number one for us, and that is why we also have the winter tours in Llandudno, which are safe, you know, because we don't have the water. We can actually do these tours in any weather conditions.
Okay, that's the Llandudno one specifically.
Yeah.
Right, now you mentioned some degree of fitness required. What about claustrophobia, Matt? One of our listeners saying I'm a little bit uncomfortable in enclosed spaces. Should I avoid an experience like this, or how spacious are the tunnels? How sort of wide are they once you're down there?
Well, it's always nice to come and see for yourself, even if you're claustrophobic, because you can always decide if you want to bail out or if you want to do this. You can look at it, and then I've had claustrophobic people that come and say, oh, sure, we can do this. You know, it's big, there's enough space and everything. But I've also had people going in there and then they're not so quite sure. And then while they're in the tunnel, they want to turn around. And we've got guides on site, and we just take you out then. You know, if there's anything, if you're uncomfortable or whatever, then our guides will take you out.
Okay, so there is the opportunity to leave if you're not feeling entirely comfortable. That's good to know. Okay,
absolutely.
I believe we've received a couple of voice notes from listeners who've had the experience. So let's listen to those, and then before we just wrap up with Matt, let's take a listen to the voice notes.
Sure.
Hi, Pippa. A friend of mine once went on one of these guided tours under the castle into the tunnels. I'm not sure with which tour guide. And there was bad weather and a flash flood, and their tour guide didn't stop the tour, and they almost got washed into the sea through the tunnel. So it was very dangerous, and they were absolutely traumatized by the experience. Perhaps you could ask the guide about the some of the safety aspects. Lenita from Sea Point.
Thanks, Lenita. Let's just pause there before we play the next one. Matt, I mean, as you've mentioned, you've had that experience happen with your group once, and it's something that you only ever allow to happen once. What other sort of safety protocols are in place?
Well, we do have, with confined spaces, we usually have, like in London, they would have these tunnel tours, and what they do, or any other parts of the world, they have these tunnel tours, and they have a alarm bell that would go off, or a whistle or something. So you would monitor the weather, and if something went wrong, then you would blow the whistle and people would still have time to get out. Also, we do check for anything that is, there could be gases around. You know, anything can accumulate in the tunnel, like a gas or something like that. So we have gas meters and things like this.
Okay.
If you go to the Kango Caves, for instance, you also have them in the Kango Caves. You have a little gas meter that measures if there's any dangerous gases around, and it will send off a warning signal not to enter the space and so on. So there are things in place. In Llandudno, for instance, we have signboards everywhere because the steps are quite steep. You could slip down a step. We do clear the steps and everything. We sweep. We do a lot of preparation before we actually go on the tunnel tour. We do safety checks. We go to the top of the tunnel. We sweep the tunnels. We make sure there's no snakes in there. You know, we've had one case where we had some snakes in the tunnel, you know, and obviously we don't go in there with snakes with people. So we had to go and get rid of the snakes first, or the snake, and then it was safe to go in. So, yeah, preparation is key. Safety is key. All those things get done before a tour actually happens.
Thank you very much for that reassurance. Let's take a listen to the second voice note.
Hey guys, our company did a tour thing come Amazing Race a few years ago, and I don't know what company they use, so I'm not sure if it's this guy, but one of the clues were down the tunnel under the castle, and there were four of us in a group, and we went down one of the manholes, got the clue, and then obviously ran back up and off to the next place, and it was so clean down there. Never saw a spider even, because we kind of stopped and hung around for a few seconds. Never even saw a spider, never saw anything. It was amazingly clean. Had an absolute ball, because we'd never have had an opportunity to do that otherwise. And yeah, carried on with the race. And so this sort of thing is definitely on my bucket list. And I think I may just, it's about time we do it. So thanks for this chat. Lynn here from Cape Town. Bye.
Lynn, thank you for that, and thank you, Jill, also mailing to say she did one of the tunnel tours about 10 years ago and absolutely loved it. So, Matt, from what you've said, if you are claustrophobic, not partial to cockroaches and afraid of the dark, definitely one to leave off the bucket list. But if you like a bit of adventure, and if you are in history, a history buff who would like to explore parts of the city's past from a very different perspective, it sounds like a lot of fun. Let's leave our listeners with details on how to reach out to you, Matt, if they'd like to explore the possibility of doing one of your tours. What's the best way to make contact with you?
Well, the best way is to contact me via my website. I just want to also say that we only have two tunnels. We've got about five other tunnel sites. We also do caves, historical caves, around the countryside. So there's not only that, but if you go on my website, you can see some of the things there. And then also, not everything is on my website. So if you want to keep up to date, just drop me an email sometimes. We're busy with a ghost tour in the waterfront also coming up soon. Okay. That is next week. We're busy there in the waterfront area. But yeah, contact me via Tunnel Tours or Good Hope Adventures on the internet, or just drop me an email. My email address is mattweisse@mweb.co.za.
And that Weisse is spelled Weisse. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
mattweisse@mweb.co.za. Matt, great to have you with us this afternoon. Thank you so much for your time, and all the best to you and your team. Let us know how the ghost tour goes. I'd love to hear from somebody who's done that one, what they saw and how many things went bump in the night. Appreciate your time. Once again, the website, goodhopeadventures.com, or simply Google Tunnel Tours Cape Town, or send an email to mattweisse@mweb.co.za.